Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting seventh. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orlando Pena. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Orlando Pena. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Luplau. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Latman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Latman. And now, play ball. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. Edwards drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Davalillo out. One out. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luplau moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luplau scores. Francona moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Francona scores. Whitfield moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Eskew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eskew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Luplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli takes first base on ball four. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Edwards and he is out, Lump applying the tag. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Harrelson out. One out. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Latman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peña fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles strikes out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Simulai hits a fly ball into right field. Luplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0-for-1 in the game. Latman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peña fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Latman moves to second. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards fires to second and picks off Latman for the out. One out. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Luplau hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Orlando Peña. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to third. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Rakow now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. as Q hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lump. Alvis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow spins and fires to second, with Causey covering, and Alvis is picked off. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards fires to first and picks off SQ. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles strikes out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Latman covering, for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Latman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Luplau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Luplau for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Bobby Del Greco pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Luplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Bosefield now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Alves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 3 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Simulai hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.